Hello, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all faring well. It's day 20 of Audiomo already, can you believe it? That old Tempest just keeps fugiting along. Anyhow, I must say, I am very much impressed with how many people decided to participate in this year's audio challenge, and with how many of you are truly dedicated to creating a new Audiomo post each and every day for the month of June. So please do keep up the fantastic work. You're all doing a great job, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more from you. So for my own Audiomo post for day 20, I thought I would share an article that I came across this morning. But before I read the article in question, I need to give you a bit of a backstory, so to speak. So yesterday morning, for some reason, I woke up with an incredibly sore left shoulder. Now, this is rather odd, because as some of you may know, if you heard an Audiomo post from me from last week, my dad has actually been dealing with quite severe shoulder pain of late. In fact, his got so bad that he finally decided to bite the bullet and make a doctor's appointment. Now, this is rather unusual for him. He is one of the most stoic men I know, and he can endure a lot of pain. So it must have gotten quite bad for him to call in a doctor. I think he saw the doctor yesterday, so I actually ought to phone him this evening and see how that went. Anyway, I don't know if I slept on mine the wrong way, or if I pulled a muscle in the buggerly thing, or what the heck I did to myself, but it was quite painful all day yesterday, and unfortunately, when I woke up this morning, it was really no better. In fact, when I turned my head even just a bit to the left, that's enough to induce agony in that shoulder. So I'm hoping this will not keep up. As a consequence of this stupid shoulder pain, I haven't been able to engage in any physical activity. Well, I did get some housework done this morning, because it would have gotten on my nerves to leave it undone. But that aside, I haven't really been able to get any exercise. So I thought to myself today, well, what can I do to relax and de-stress that does not involve anything physical? And the solution that immediately came to mind was that I should pick up a magazine that I'd long been neglecting and finally get around to reading that. So I did, and the first article I saw upon picking up said magazine was called Banish Back Pain. So I think something's been telling me that I need to read this magazine. Now I do intend to employ some of the techniques mentioned in this article, although I think at the moment I'm going to have to forego the one called the Upward Dog. And I thought that perhaps some of you might find some of this information to be of use. So I'll share this article. Now, as most of my gentle listeners are no doubt well aware by now, I subscribe, and have done for some time now, to a magazine called Our Special, which is produced by the National Braille Press of Boston, Massachusetts, and which is primarily written by and for women who are blind, although it does also contain some articles from generic women's magazines. So this one, Banish Back Pain, Easy Ways to Ease Aches and Keep Them at Bay for Good, is by Alyssa Schaffer and was originally published in the July-August 2016 issue of Woman's Day. The spine surgeon says, stretch it out. Hunching over your smartphone or tablet can wreak havoc on your back. Over time, it may stress the muscles and ligaments along your neck, potentially impacting the discs in your spine. Offset the pain from poor posture with these moves. Nod on purpose. Bend your head slowly back, forward, and to each side 3 times a day. Try an upward dog. Lie on your stomach with your hands on the ground by your chest. Press into your palms to lift your chest as far as is comfortable. Hold for a few deep breaths, then come down to start again. Check your position throughout the day. Make sure your ears are above your shoulders and open your chest by pulling your shoulder blades down and slightly toward each other. Kenneth K. Hansraj, MD, Chief of Spine Surgery, New York Spine Surgery and Rehabilitation Medicine, New York City. The psychiatrist says, think positive. When life is stressful, you may internalize your anxiety and tighten your muscles. That can trigger episodes of low back pain and make existing aches worse. The more pain you feel, the more likely you are to cut back on physical activity, which creates a cycle that's hard to break. So it's important to figure out what will help distract and relax you, like some mellow music. In the future, when your thoughts turn negative, employ the de-stressing trick that works best for you. Robert N. Jameson, PhD, Professor of Psychiatry, Harvard Medical School. The exercise scientist says, make moving a priority. One of the most effective ways to prevent back pain from reoccurring is to keep up a regular exercise routine. People who previously had backaches and took 2 to 3 exercise classes a week and worked out at home reduced their risk of pain the next year by 45%, a study found. Exercise strengthens the muscles that support the back and reduces depression, sleep problems, and fatigue, all of which can contribute to back pain issues. Chris Mayer, PhD, Director, Musculoskeletal Division, Sydney Medical School, Australia. So there you have it, folks. I hope that proves helpful to some of you and to myself.